Good morning. Hey, it's good to have you here. Won't you take your Bibles and turn them over to Luke chapter 1, Luke chapter 1, verse 30, as we begin in the Christmas message this morning. And we're going to be starting with the scripture, and it's quite lengthy, so let's go ahead and get started. Reading from Luke 1, verse 30, we read this, "But the angel said to her, 'Do not be afraid, Mary. You have found favor with God. You'll be with child and give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus. He will be great, and will be called the Son of the Most High. The Lord God will give him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over the house of Jacob forever. His kingdom will never end.' 'How will this be?' Mary asked the angel, 'since I'm a virgin.' The angel answered, 'The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. So the Holy One to be born will be called the Son of God. Even Elizabeth, your relative, is going to have a child in her old age, and she who was said to be barren is in her sixth month. For nothing is impossible with God.' 'I am the Lord's servant,' Mary answered. May it be to me as you have said.' Then the angel left her." As we examine Mary's life, you know, the first thing that we really notice here is that she is a young woman who, from a worldly standpoint, really has nothing to gain in this and everything to lose. And yet, in Mary's life, we see that she says, "May it be to me as you have said." You know, in Mary's life, we see three things that I think every Christ follower needs to be able to also do in their life. And those three things are this. First, Mary was willing to be exposed to the will of God. She was willing to be exposed to the will of God. Secondly, she was willing to change due to the will of God. And lastly, she was willing to walk while Jesus talks. So she was willing to expose herself to the will of God. Second, willing to change due to the will of God. And third, willing to walk while Jesus talks. So the first thing that we notice is that she is willing to expose herself to the will of God. My wife and I, we were talking one day, and we were just talking about how our parents told us the concept of the birds and the bees. And I won't go into any kind of mention of how my dad handled that with me, but Jody's mother, I thought, handled it quite uniquely. When she was asked about it, she told her daughter, Jody, my wife, she said, "Well, honey, first you have to be exposed." And she's absolutely right. You have to be exposed. But to be exposed in the will of God, it brings about wonderful possibilities. I mean, it brings about all kinds of possibilities of new life and opportunities that we may never have otherwise. So when the angel appeared to Mary, she could have ran out of the room screaming, but she doesn't do that. And of course, we never see that in the Bible because typically people fall on their face or they're so frightened they can't move. But Mary's willingly listening and contemplating everything the angel is saying, even asking questions about how this is even going to happen. And she weighs it. She contemplates it. Now, to me personally, one thing I know for sure, unless someone shares the gospel with you, you'll never have the will of God exposed to you. And I tell you that because I know there are a lot of people, me included, that know people that may have never heard the gospel. And are you willing to tell them and share them that gospel with them? You know, the second thing that Mary does is when she tells the angel, "May it be to me as you have said," she's willing to change due to the will of God. She's willing to change due to the will of God. This young woman was willing to bring a noticeable change in her life, one that her friends and her family and her fiancé could not miss. And she was willing to do that. And the question is, are you willing to change because of the will of God? Are you willing to do that? If you say yes to Jesus, I can assure you of this. If you say yes to Jesus, you will change. Because as much as you say yes, the more change will happen in your life. The more you say yes to the Lord, the more change will take place. And even then, God's not finished because he is in the very place to perfect you into becoming more and more like his son. And that's a change that will affect you for your entire life. And just as Mary's change took place and she had a child, and that change took place in her life for an entirety of her life. So I just think it's important that we understand that. Now, the next thing we see Mary do is she is willing to walk while Jesus talks. She's willing to walk while Jesus talks. While Jesus was a boy, his parents got separated from him, thought he was with some people in the family. He wasn't. And before you know it, they were like several days away from Jerusalem when they discovered that he wasn't with them. They were obviously frightened and wondering what happened. I mean, let's think about this. You lost God's son. You know, I mean, that's a pretty serious offense. So they're pretty worried about it. And we read this in Luke's gospel. It says this in Luke chapter 2, verse 43. After the feast was over, while his parents were returning home, the boy Jesus stayed behind in Jerusalem, but they were unaware of it. After 3 days, they found him in the temple courts, sitting among the teachers, listening to them and asking them questions. Everyone who heard him was amazed at his understanding and his answers. And when his parents saw him, they were astonished. And his mother said to him, "Son, why have you treated us like this? Your father and I have been anxiously searching for you." And Jesus says, "Why were you searching for me? Didn't you know that I would be in my father's house?" But they did not understand what he was saying to them. And then he went down to Nazareth with them and was obedient to them. But his mother treasured all of these things in her heart. Now, I was contemplating this last point. And I think it's important that we understand that. On some level, Mary and Joseph knew that Jesus wasn't your ordinary human child. This is the first experience they probably have had. They might have had other siblings. I don't know, but all I know is that on some level, they knew that he wasn't just a normal human being. Even though he may have looked that way, he wasn't. And first, I mean, the thing that stands out to me is that Jesus is lost. He's probably a young man, maybe 11, 12, 13, somewhere around there probably. And he's asking questions. He's hanging out in the temple. I mean, what child hangs out in the temple for hours and days on days? I mean, who does that? But Jesus apparently does. I mean, second, he's hanging out in the temple. He's asking questions. There, he's possessing a knowledge and an understanding of concepts that he probably is way beyond his years. And third, the angelic visitations that Mary and Joseph had certainly had to communicate to them that he was a special, special person. Fourth, we see that throughout the Gospels that Mary pondered all of these things in her heart. All of the things that took place in Jesus' life, she pondered these things. She wondered. She wondered what this is all about and how this is all going to unfold. I mean, so really, Mary was willing to walk while Jesus talked. Now, and what I mean by that is simply this. She's willing to listen to the Lord as she stumbles through the lessons of her life that she was going to learn as a parent to the one who created everything. I want you to think about that. How tough is it? I mean, parenting is tough enough, but how would you like to parent the Son of God? I mean, come on, that's got to be like blow you away. I mean, am I doing it right? I mean, you know, I mean, oh, I don't know how you would approach that, but it would just be crazy. In short, Mary had to learn, as we all do, by to be willing to give up doing things in our own way and submit to the will of God in our life. And that's exactly what this is all about. So when I say walking, be willing to walk through this life as Jesus talks, as God is communicating to you, you have to be willing to do that, to submit yourself to his will. And You know, are you willing to literally learn the roles as they have changed? I mean, as suddenly you're confronted by the one who called all things into existence. And sometimes I think we forget who we're dealing with. I mean, this is the God who spoke and it was. I mean, this is the kind of God we're talking about. So when Mary was upset with Jesus for this frightening moment where they've lost the God's son and they're responsible, I mean, talk about that kind of pressure. Jesus calmly asked her, "Why were you searching for me? Didn't you know I had to be in my Father's house?" I mean, even at a young age, Jesus was a marvel as he grew into his deity. And we don't know how that looked or anything. And I think it's on purpose that we don't. We don't need to know. But the reality is that Mary and Joseph both had to learn to be the parents of the Son of God. And I bet that wasn't so easy. It's pretty hard just being a parent to normal children, if you have normal children. Jesus came to this world as a human baby. And that's the one thing that just blows me away, because he was absolutely helpless. He was vulnerable. And by that, I mean, he was very, very vulnerable. He was killable. God incarnate was killable at this point. He was at the mercy of everything. And yet God the Father was looking over him. His parents were looking over him. His worldly, earthly parents were looking over him. Yet Jesus came to this earth with a mission, and that mission was given to him by God the Father. And on that day that he died on the Roman cross, 3 days later, that early resurrection morning, some men were walking to a small village several miles away from Jerusalem. And the resurrected Jesus appeared to them and came walking along and said, "What are you guys talking about as you walk?" And they began to talk to him and tell him that they explained how Jesus had been crucified, how he said that on it would be 3 days and he would rise again. And this morning, some ladies came and said that the Lord's body had been taken. And so several of the disciples ran out and saw and confirmed that it was true, and no one really knew what to think about this. And then we read this in Luke chapter 24, verse 27. "Then Jesus took them through the writings of Moses and all the prophets, explaining from all the scriptures the things concerning himself. But this time they were nearing Emmaus, the end of their journey. Jesus acted as if he was going on, but they begged him, 'Stay the night with us, since it's getting late.' So he went home with them. And as they sat down to eat, he took the bread and blessed it. And then he broke it and gave it to them. Suddenly their eyes were open and they recognized him. And at that moment, he disappeared. They said to each other, 'Didn't our hearts burn within us as he talked with us on the road and explained the scriptures to us?'" My friends, what these men and the rest of the disciples would discover is that Jesus is not restricted by natural law, not like us. His resurrected body is able to go through walls. He's able to do all of these things. And this is all wrapped up in this little baby that came to earth, this ability. And my friends, you have to be willing to walk as Jesus talks. You have to be willing, in short, not to do things in your way, but in God's way. You have to be willing to submit to the will of God that has been exposed to you. And that means be willing to change. And are you really willing to walk while Jesus talks? Are you able to do that? Isaiah chapter 9 and verse 6, Isaiah gives us a list of the Lord's titles. The first one that he mentions is this: Wonderful Counselor. Wonderful Counselor. In the Hebrew, that word wonderful is pala. And it literally means there is not enough articulation in the language to cover and to articulate what it is that you have seen or experienced that is such a wonder. There's just not enough words to do that. Secondly, the word counselor here is ya'atz, and it's the Hebrew word that literally means to advise or to guide. And my friends, as we walk through this life, we have a wonderful counselor. Mary was the first one to be involved with this wonderful counselor. And she learned that she had to be willing to walk as Jesus talked. And my friends, you and I need to understand we need to do the same. That means surrendering our way and our will and submitting to God's will. So are you willing to change? Are you willing to walk? Are you willing to submit yourself to the will of God? If you know and you say yes, then understand this. The wonderful counselor is willing to advise and guide you until you come to the place that he has prepared for you and the reward that is waiting you. Let's pray. Father, we come to you now in the name of Christ, and we thank you. Help us, Lord, to submit to your will, to be literally exposed in that wonderful plan that you have for each of us, an individual road, an individual life. And Lord, help us to be able to change by your will, due to your will, and also, Lord, help us to walk as we listen to you, advise, and give counsel. Father, we ask all of this now in the name of Christ. Amen and amen.